It is recommended that the committee of the whole recommend that the council of the region of Queens municipality approve and adopt personnel policy number 34, social media policy.
Do I have a seconder to, do I have a seconder to that? Counselor Fisk? Okay. We are now open for discussion on the motion. And yes, Counselor Frelick?
I see this as being a very big part of the communication strategy, and I'm not sure why it's on the floor today as a motion if we haven't finished the strategy, because they go hand in hand. So if maybe you can explain why we need to have it on today.
Sure, and just for, there's a recommended amendment to that bring it forward, instead of making it a personnel policy, we'd like it to be an operational policy. There's really two drivers for this, and this is one of the things that was identified by legal counsel when we were dealing with some recent things, is that we don't have a social media policy right now. So staff worked and developed a social media policy that we can have. Our communication strategy is going to take some work to continue to revise. This is a basic strategy that does two things. One, it provides clarity to employees around their obligations with regards to the use of social media, and secondly, it clarifies that our direction is on how we're going to use it as an organization. I don't see, and we can certainly revise the policy if we're going through the strategy as required. This covers things such as ensuring that FOIPOC, or Freedom of Protection, and what happens to the records, whether we keep them or not. It holds people, particularly staff, accountable for what they might say on social media. It gives clarity on, you know, whether they're speaking for council or not. And then it just talks about internally, our social media strategy is authorized by me and administered through Heather. And how that's done can change as we adopt. So it's a basic policy that staff recommend we need in place to do our work, and it's a best practice.
So we're now under discussion. Councilor Kelly, do you have an amendment to make that you would like to do at this time? It's all part and parcel to the same issue.
Yeah. It is recommended that the Committee of the Whole recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve and adopt the social media policy.
Seconded for that amendment? Seconded by Deputy Mayor Pyle. Any discussion on the amendment?
Can we just explain the reason for the amendment? I guess it's we're moving a personnel policy to administrative.
Yeah, operational.
Operational, just moving it from one description where it lies to the other. Doesn't apply to anything within the content yet.
No, it's certainly its own labeling the type of policy that we'll have. So, discussion on the amendment, Councilor Kelly?
I need someone to, or can you explain to me, the policy objective is to establish a policy. I don't understand that. Policy objective of this policy is to establish a policy. Isn't this the policy?
To promote, okay, policy objective is to promote municipal transparency and accountability to the public, and to provide clarity.
If I may pull you back to the amendment, we're getting into the belly of the actual media policy. The amendment's on the table now for discussion. Any discussion on the amendment at this point? Councilor Frelick?
I think you're just going to have to explain to me what we're allowed to talk about right now.
Okay, I will do that. Certainly happy to do so. In the original motion, it stated personnel policy number 34. The amendment excludes that reference to become a social media policy, because it's more applicable under the amendment than it is under the original motion. hence the amendment. So we're discussing now the title of the policy, not the content of the policy. So the amendment is to state adopt a social media policy instead of personnel policy number 34. That's the change to the amendment. Councilor Prelley?
It worries me that, you know, on the first kick at it, we didn't know where to put it. So is that a red flag that instead of having it as a personnel policy, we switched it already to social media policy? Is
if
that
I
not?
May defer that to the CAO to respond?
Yeah, so again, so this was picked up working with our legal counsel on normal matters that we were absent of it, and it was first identified that typically these are seen in personnel manuals. However, as we're going through our policy review, we have three different manuals, and where the policy also pertains to volunteers or elected officials, it's more appropriate that it go into that manual.
Any other councilor questions? Yes, Councilor Phillips?
So we can't talk about the policy itself?
Yes.
Not until you vote on the amendment. That's the issue.
Okay.
It's an amendment.
Then we can have a discussion after. Okay.
You
thank
can.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we have an amendment that's moved and seconded. Do we have any more discussion on the amendment?
Question on the amendment.
All those in favor of the amendment? It is unanimous. Thank you. We will now have discussion on the amended motion. Councilor Kelly.
So the policy objectives are to establish a policy. I just want some clarification on that so I understand about this policy.
CAO, would you like to brief us?
So again, the policy objectives doesn't just state to establish a policy. It says to establish a policy that promotes municipal transparency and accountability to the public and provide clarity to employees, volunteers, and elected officials with respect to their role representing their municipality and their interactions and representations on social media. So those are the two policy objectives.
Councilor Fancy?
Yeah, I guess a couple questions, and I don't know how applicable they are and whatever it may be. But I didn't see in here the one thing I'd asked both before, in-camera items. When you bring up something that's been in camera, let's say if we were going to sell that chair, and we had five different people who maybe made put a bid in on it, well, that'd be kind of different because that'd be something different altogether. But you know, all of a sudden, the chair is sold, it's already finished, we're going forward from that. When does that area become? We could talk about that. Does it always stay in camera? Is it that we never be able to speak about that again? Or is that now that it's already done, right? So
CAO, would you like to respond?
Sure. So through the mayor to council, so in terms of the social media policy, doesn't cover in-camera things, but clearly any time council makes a decision, that has to be made in public.
Right.
So, you know, in camera is governed by the Municipal Government Act to be mm-hmm. property matters, personnel matters,
right,
security matters, etc. And
right.
any time a decision's made, it's made in public.
Right. But again, that's what I'm trying to get at. Like we had something, you know, recently, and I can't talk about it again because it was in camera. It's like if it was a piece of property, it'd say we were going to sell it, and we had three people who wanted to buy it. So that's now that becomes in camera, and we don't know what anybody else has said or what has been done because it's all been in camera. So finally, it's sold. The piece of property is sold. Then that other conversation took place in camera, so we can't talk about that because it's still in camera. Though yet we're past it because the property is sold. So
to give you the short answer to your question, Councilor Fancy.
Yeah.
Discussions in camera are confidential and limited only to the items that are discussed in open council afterwards. So any offer by two other individuals on a property
right.
in camera do not come as public knowledge unless they're released in open council. They remain in camera information items.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that if Jennifer would want to be the one which put an offer in on this, and then all of a sudden she didn't hear anything about what happened to her offer that after it was sold to Raymond, that all of a sudden we don't back and say, well, why wasn't my offer accepted? I said, I can't talk to you about it because it was in camera. You know, so we're tied to what we could do.
And
so
one would expect in that situation that individual would have been notified by staff,
yeah,
and would know and would not be asking that question. If that would occur, then of course the CAO would be the one to refer the individual.
So we can never talk about it.
Correct. Deputy Mayor McLeod.
The only lack of another word, it's a point of order in this motion. This is referring to social media only.
That's right.
Not anything to do with communication,
right,
per se.
Right.
It's the social media accounts that,
right,
we are respected and want to develop a policy as,
right,
to how we use social media, meaning council, staff, and administration. So those questions,
yeah,
if I can explain, those questions are good in another discussion, but not,
right,
pertaining to this motion.
But could have been back in the other one, the communication,
yeah,
strategy.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I thought it was just all communications that we were going through that.
Yes. Councillor Kelly next.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about the policy and reading through it, and maybe you can clarify, maybe this is part of the communication strategy. Because this just indicates pretty much what we can't do on social media, not what we should be doing on social media. Should this policy encompass how we should be using our social media?
CEO?
So again, I'm looking for this policy to simply ensure that any activity that the municipality does through social media is authorized by us and authorized through the communication strategy, which you're going to contribute to updates on. It clarifies that it's not appropriate to, put inappropriate comments on there, and you know that we're not keeping records of social media posts. And secondly, it talks about employees and their behavior on social media as an employee, and then it talks about records, and the applicability of FOIPOP to it. So our communication strategy will talk about, you know, those sort of things. This is just a very basic social media policy so that we are able to hold particularly staff clarity with how we're going to roll it out so that people aren't all of a sudden, oh, it's a great idea, I'm going to be the new Queens Recreation and start talking. We want it to revise and all pin back to our strategy and be authorized by myself.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Councillor Frilly.
So under use of social media, and there's one under C, it says no employee, volunteer, council member shall report to speak to or post on behalf of the municipality unless they've received authorization to do so, as outlined in the policy. Is that what I was referring to earlier about how to respond to posts that are made, or is that strictly social media coming from the municipality and our inability to speak on that, whether it's good knowledge or bad knowledge?
CAO?
So again, you have your own social media posts, put them out there, but when
not everyone does. So.
No, but you're not speaking for the municipality from those. You're speaking on behalf of yourself. Only the municipality speaks for the municipality, or the spokesperson speaks for it. So if you're speaking, you're speaking for yourself. In terms of, same with staff. If staff are talking about something, they're not speaking for the municipality from their personal social media.
But my point was that if there's a post made by the municipality and a lot of the feedback on there is incorrect, and we knew the correct information and we wanted to respond to that, in the past we haven't, just because we were unsure of whether we should or not. Is this policy saying that we still shouldn't be doing that?
So yes, and actually, if you may recall, that we had an incident where regarding to EMO communications, the counselor thought they were giving good information and actually created a lot of problems for us where incorrect information information was disseminated that wasn't supported by EMO, so, and it wasn't you. We just want to be clear that when we're putting things out that counselors aren't speaking for. Now, and this is something we need to further discuss, because Heather and I communicate, unfortunately, very late into the hours, looking at, you know, we'll see a run on a Facebook post,
mm-hmm.
and we'll very often see incorrect information. And the direction I've given Heather and continue to make, and despite wanting to sometimes dive into it, is
mm-hmm.
we're not going to enter into online debates or those sort of things. It is very problematic, because we'll see a post and we'll see a statement made that is wrong, and we have to make a judgment, and we tend to always go back to, you know, we're not going to start debating on Facebook, because we won't be able to sustain that, and we can't
right.
just pick where we go in and debate, you know, on a specific thing. So it is a problem, and it is something that we need to work on, you know, on our strategy, how we use Facebook. I struggle with it.
Well, I think the thing that happens is when you, especially when you get into a very sensitive and highly debatable topic,
mm-hmm.
you know, there can be hundreds and hundreds of posts, and then again, not to be led by social media, but it's always, well, what are the counselors' thoughts on this, and how does this counselor feel? And it's funny, we haven't heard from any counselors, and we, at this point, are not allowed to comment on that. So we've never been given the ability to do that, whether we should be doing it, whether we shouldn't be. It's always not sure.
So it's not appropriate for you to speak for the region. It's absolutely
no.
completely appropriate for you to engage in commentary, just as you do on Main Street. You
mm-hmm.
walk down, what do you think of this, this, that, or the other? And
right.
so absolutely, social media is a place where you can engage your residents. And the fact is, though, you're engaging as a counselor.
Yes.
And often that engagement is helping you make your decision on a matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're learning. In some cases, you might feel compelled to provide facts to, something we did was controversial, but here's a couple facts. That's completely your prerogative and completely appropriate. It's you're speaking for yourself. And
right, but under this current communication strategy, that was not allowed. That we were never encouraged.
I believe we
to
need
do
to
that.
Clarify that, because
yeah.
I don't believe that that's
we
not allowed. Because that's your personal social media, no different than you talking to somebody at Oscars or Memories. We're not going to tell you what.
But I'm not talking about my personal, because I'm pretty well can put whatever I want there as long as it's respectful to the region
yep.
and the facts. So, and I think we all do a really good job of that. However, I'm talking about when the media has a post on there, or anyone else has a post on there, our ability as a counselor to weigh in on the conversation is then limited. So we still don't know how to react to those situations. So that's part of, that's why I think the social media is a bigger talk of communication strategy. And as long as we can still talk about that under the strategy, I'm okay with moving this forward.
CAO? So right now, again, if Brian Fralick posted, no, I don't like something that you just written, you're not speaking for it, you're speaking for yourself.
Right.
I'm not sure in terms of, you know, I think we probably need to discuss that under the strategy of how we do those things. If you're posting that, you're no different than another resident. So if you're posting your own opinion, that's fine. You are not speaking on behalf of the region. You know, just when you're doing those things. So I think that's something under the communication strategy that clearly we need to flesh out a little bit more. Clarity today is what I'm saying, is that when you interact on social media, you're speaking for Brian Fralick or Council Brian Fralick. You're not speaking for council or the municipality as a whole, unless there's a specific subject that you've been authorized and told
you know the difference.
To do that.
Yep.
Councilor Fancy?
Again, going back, let's go back to the trees downtown. Okay, that's already done. I think things looks good and everything, so I can pick on something that's,
sure.
that's a safe area to go to. But you go downtown and somebody says, look, those are trees out. I was not in favor of those trees coming down. I think they should have been there. And so now am I talking as a person? But then they say, well, did anyone tell you? No, they don't tell us anything out to the region. So now that now have I crossed the line to being a counselor to being able to say something about the region. So where, you know, this, like the first could have been just my opinion, but now I've gone to say, well, the region hasn't told us anything. You know, we need better communications. Like, well,
yeah.
Now have I crossed the line?
Sure. So the decision not to do a press release that on the trees coming down,
right.
unaccountable for this month before.
Right.
We talked to you and staff, and we communicated internally that the trees were coming down when we had an opportunity, and it was an administrative decision. Something that, not my favorite thing to do is cut down trees,
right.
I'll be honest. And so we made a decision that, you know, Heather was going to be ready as soon as the trees were coming down to let folks know that the trees were coming down for it. And yes, some people, there were some varying opinions on it. Didn't feel that a social media post, or a press release, and I accept criticism on this, was going to help us on that case. In hindsight, should I put out a post the day before?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps, and we'll consider that. But again, we did go back, we discussed it with staff, and we're ready to communicate. We knew it was going to be
right.
a risk, and you know, we did give an incredible update that they're coming
yes.
down.
But you're taking the other side, but I didn't mean that.
Okay.
I didn't mean that at all. I'm not looking at you, what you did,
yep.
or anything at all. I'm looking at what I did.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm just saying, did I cross the line of coming down and criticizing the region for what? And I'm not saying I'm. I did or didn't, because I didn't go up there and do that. But I say, if I did do that, if I crossed the line now to going into social saying that, you know, that I'm doing something that's wrong.
See you.
So again, that I'm not going to tell you what you can or can't do. So you certainly can have your opinions. If something happens that we have an issue, we're going to talk about it. You know, and I have no ability to quiet a counselor talking. And, you know, if you have an opinion on something, you know, whether you like the trees or don't like the trees or thought that I should have done a public
yeah.
consultation, that's yours to have.
Again, just furthering on that, say I go on social media and I write that all in there and I get all kinds of opinions.
Yeah.
Like, so it's not a really appropriate thing for me to do, but is it something that you could be hauled up on?
You know, I think probably we're probably going to need to develop some social media
yeah.
training for staff
yeah.
and counselors, because these are questions that we all
yeah.
deal with.
Yeah.
I would ask Jennifer if she has a comment at this point.
Just real quick, remember we do try and discuss everything that is done, everything that the region does, everything that is approved by council is always a group decision and a vote. So in hindsight and after the fact, council should really look at themselves as being a united front.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have necessarily agreed with everything at the time, but I don't know that you should go out in the public later and then disagree as a one-off person. I think you should all kind of respect the decision that was made and the discussion that was had, and then be that kind of formal united front without any kind of negative criticism as to any decisions that were made prior to.
Oh, I agree with you. I just want you
yeah.
to know, and I wouldn't do that. But
no,
I'm just saying, if we did that, would that be looked at?
Well, I guess it all depends upon how the policy is written, but certainly there will be people that stray a little one side or the other of the policy, and it will be an individual issue that will be looked at. There's no doubt. Deputy Mayor McLeod, I have you next.
Okay, pertaining to this specific social media policy. It states in their operation and administration of the municipality's social media accounts. So understand it, Richard, the municipality's Twitter or Facebook or any of the social media accounts that's in the name of the Region of Queens Municipality is where this social policy applies to. And, or, does it include the Region of Queens Councilor Deputy Mayor's page as a Facebook page? Does that qualify as part of this policy?
CAO?
So under Section 5, use of any social media, it says employees, volunteers, and elected officials are required to comply with the following guidelines in making posts or comments on any social media site.
Yeah.
So conduct themselves professionally, posts, pictures, or comments will not be tolerated, etc. Generally, and this is actually upheld by the courts now anyway, if an employee is out there saying very inappropriate things, we're able to hold them accountable these days anyway. So if somebody made a sexist or racist or a bad comment, that's something that they can be disciplined for. This policy just tightens that up. So, you know, if you're posting something, regardless whether it's on your own page or not, but if it's out there, it's defamatory or it's repulsive, you know, we'll deal with that.
And I agree with that. And that's the all the the conditions are set with this conduct, basically. When the permission is given, things have to be, like, for my social media page, under the Region of Queens, I don't have to get approval for anything that I post. So it just, that stays as is. It's just when I do something, when I maybe want to share something with the Region of Queens social page, then that goes to whoever is the administrator for that. And they, which I always do anyway, unless it's a shared thing that is fairly common. But if I wanted something shared on that page, I would contact the administrator, who is probably Heather, and she would just tweak it or go over it and say, yeah, this would apply.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Councilor Brown?
Social media, again, a little bit more of a conversation about communications, but, you know, we brought up for many years about the VIC using social media. It's been not embraced. It's a marketing tool. As we said before, we have stories to tell, and we've never seemed to make any headway. North Queens has a very active VIC Facebook presence or social media presence. Where does that fall under this strategy, or does it? Like, I know that you're limiting yourself to this building, yet us as a region have other options to do that. And so maybe you can answer.
So personally, I would embrace under our communication strategy more people using social media, and that it's simply directed by Heather. I believe I'm not sure if I'm right or not, but I believe we've tried with the summer ambassadors in the past to use it. We've used it. So as long as it complies under the strategy, we're good to go. We need to use these tools. How we best use it. So if you have a separate VIC account or we're posting it under RQM, that's a discussion that the policy doesn't constrain, but that's a strategy matter. But
you're talking social media policy right now that doesn't constrain it.
Nope.
But the ability to have a VIC falls under communications, or does it fall under the social media?
Communication strategy, like, you know,
okay.
Anything as long as I approve it.
Okay. So for the last 3-4 years, it's never been approved. And we, because of this existing communication strategy, so
you know,
if Heather could clarify, I don't fully recall the discussion on that. Yeah, come on up, please.
About 3 years ago, probably 4 years ago now, we had a VIC, a Liverpool VIC Facebook page, and staff of the VIC were tasked with keeping it up to date. It was felt that it wasn't being maintained. They didn't have time in the run of their day to put things on it. So after 2 years of doing it, we took it down. Because if you're going to have a social media page, like a Facebook page, it really does need to be, especially something like a VIC, should be something like the one in North Queens, where they always have information on it. It would go a week, 2 weeks with no new updates. So staff there were finding it challenging to do their work and also to incorporate the social media postings into their day. So we took it down. It's still there. We will reactivate it. But that would fall on whether or not staff are comfortable doing that and able to do it in the run of their business.
I think
day.
That's a communications thing. I just want to make sure that we're not limiting ourselves under the social
yep.
media.
No, it's
that we can have that conversation because
right.
I think there's so much more to that story about the VIC and their Facebook. So I just want to make sure that I'm voting in the right
yeah.
way on this and we're not constricting ourselves.
I don't think that social media strategy constricts
that's
that.
All I'm looking
it
for.
Falls under the communication.
We'll come back to the VIC conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, have all the councillors had an opportunity to speak and comment on this? It's my understanding that the discussion today and the recommendation that we have passed indicate that it would then be reviewed further by staff and then come back to a regular council meeting at a future date.
So I was just intending to bring it to council. I don't believe that we had anything that's a problem in this. So we're looking for the approval to bring this forward.
Okay. Any discussion? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
Now, I have wrote down a few notes about the content, so now that we're getting into the content of this. Under three, policy directions number three, it says the following content will not be permitted. Comments, posts not related to posted business solicitation. So what I'd clarify what that means, and the reason I'm asking that is sometimes, which were shared, you know, events, or I think Heather indicated that she used to, when it was very, what she used that term before?
Right.
Frantic.
Frantic, right.
She used to post a lot of things that the businesses were promoting. So is there any businesses that can be included in the
CAO?
Facebook page in relation, or the limits to it?
Sure. So what this refers to is typically you'll sometimes see people post just to tag along. They'll go, you know, if you need a certain service, call this
oh,
number,
okay.
go to this website. We're going to get deleted. We're
oh.
not going to let
okay.
them be posted
okay. yeah.
on our pages is what that refers to.
But if you were congratulating someone
yes.
in a business, that's
yeah.
okay, those
yep.
sorts of things, general,
yep.
but not solicitation of any products or
right.
services.
Right.
Any other questions or comments, Council? All right, we're ready for the question on the motion.
Question.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion as amended? It is unanimous, thank you very much. We will now move on to 3.3. Elm Street, that asks Mike McLeod to come forward. This is an information item, so I'd ask Mike if you would approve this.
Yeah, sure. This, I guess this item was originally initiated from a concern of a member of the public regarding duplication of street name. Being Elm Street, we have one in Liverpool as well as one in Brooklyn. So with that, on the March 14th meeting of council, direction was given to staff to initiate a process to rename Elm Street and Liverpool to rectify some of the confusion that was being created with the duplication of road names. So under the region's policy of the naming and renaming of roads, there's provision that states that where new municipal streets are being created, council should give serious consideration to naming any such streets after persons in Queens or previously from Queens who made a significant contribution to the community. I guess when we looked at this section of the policy that the, I guess it as appropriately applies to renaming of existing streets as it does to the naming of new streets. So so with that, staff had initiated a process where they sought input from the public as to submission of names for the renaming of Elm Street in Liverpool. So with that, there was a number of submissions that were made. I believe there was about 26 submissions in total that were made for the renaming of this street. So staff is, I guess some of these names were, I guess as part of our process, we looked at duplication of names. Does it, the name that was submitted, is it referencing a person who contributed to the significant to the community? So we've gone through our and are currently going through that list now and hope to have a refined list for council to look at. Many of the names that were submitted are after people that are currently still living in the community, or some of the names also reflect people who have fairly recently deceased. So as part of that process and as a matter of respect, prior to, I guess, bumping these names forward to council for consideration, we're contacting either the individuals or the individuals' families for consent to proceed with those names being brought forward for council's consideration. So we're pretty much finished that process. Within the next day or two, we're going to list out to council, and we're asking the councilors pick their first, second, third name choice and submit those names to council, and then we'll do a tally of the names and bring those forward to council for I guess hopefully be named to council for approval on the next council meeting.
Mike, I think you've gotten quite a few submissions so far, have you?
Yeah, there was 26 official submissions that were made. Some of those individuals had a couple of names that
they
suggest as well.
Yeah.
So the list and a lot of the names, some of the names were the same. Different people submitted the same names, and some of the extensions, like a street or a road or a lane. So there was a number of those that were made too. So, but no, it was I think a fairly reasonable response. So.
Any other councillors? Councillor Kelly?
Can you give us a rough timeline or process as to what happens next? Like after a name is chosen, then what happens? Is there like a public, do you have to put it in the paper? Or do you have, like, what is the process?
No, I guess the process, once it's approved by council, we just have a process that we send off a road name change to EMO or the province, who distributes that to MT&T or all the different groups that would receive name changes or new names. So it's really an internal process. So I guess publicly council will approve that, and I guess that would be the public notification. Then we just do our own process internally for safety addressing purposes, and those databases are updated. Then we order a sign. We'll have new signage placed in the road. And installed.
So we have to wait. We wait until all of the necessary departments and people have been notified about the name change of the street before we can put a sign up.
No, we'll put the sign. We'll put the sign right up. It's just a matter of having our technician notify the province that the road name has changed, and they do. They take it from there. So.
So once we've approved it, said yes, then as soon as physically as possible within our constraints of the work here at the region, they'll put a sign up.
Yeah, we've got to order a sign. I guess we'll notify the appropriate authorities of the road name change. But then we'll order the sign. That's going to take 3 or 4 weeks to get a sign in. So there'll be we'll get it up as soon as possible. So.
Any other councillor have a question or comment? Thank you, Mike. Was that brings us to 4.0 in camera. I would entertain a motion to go in camera, moved by Councillor Kelly, seconded by Councillor News. Any discussion? Ready for the question on the motion?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank
camera